of vibes.
We're now joined in the studio by the incomparable Cotton, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, everyone. How you doing?
Good, mate. Very good. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
Really good to have you in the show. You know what? I've just got in the background.
A bit bloody
there.
Cold, but that's it.
Excellent. Fair enough. I just had the sound of you warming up there in the background. We'll get to that in a moment. Sorry about that. So, mate, let's just break it down. Let's make it simple. Talk to me about what kind of got you into music and how long you've been doing what you're doing.
So it kind of started a while back. So I grew up as a kid in like a musician family, playing trumpet.
Wow.
Funny enough.
Wow. Everyone play something together? Were you like a little ensemble?
Yeah, it was everyone in the music, never really together, but like both my sister did music at some point. My father was a piano teacher.
Wow.
So
cool.
There was like instruments like running around and stuff like that. But then it's a bit later that I got really into it in a more kind of like personal level in the composition and really getting my ideas across, what I wanted to say, how I wanted to say it. And that also came with like changing instruments. So,
right, okay, so yeah, the transition from trumpet to guitar,
yeah.
You then pick up the influences that would come from guitarists and from singers with that, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I started getting a bit more heavy in guitar, I was like 15, mm-hmm. and then some piano, some vocals, and kind of more recently, I guess, production,
yeah.
like software-based composition,
yeah.
and that's where more modern influences come into place, and I'm really listening to much more modern stuff at the moment.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, from listening to your stuff before you came in, you can hear that kind of meld of all of that. So you've got that kind of that soulful voice at the front of it. You've got the kind of the pop rock basis for the chords and the production, but I can see you're going somewhere new with it. I mean, that's actually tipping on what I wanted to talk to you about next, is influences, because I think with that kind of sound, it doesn't sound particularly like one thing in particular. It sounds like a breadth of a few different kind of artists, you know, at the same time. So who would you say stands out to you really as kind of, for example, if people are listening and they're like, you know, I'd be a fan of this or that, what kind of people do you think would you draw in with your music? Whose fan base, which audience, for which kind of band?
I'm guessing there would be a lot of what I listen to kind of like maybe peeking in at some points,
uh-huh.
but I've been recently influenced by a lot of Anderson .Paak,
a lot of
that hip hop and neo soul scene with where the jazz comes into place and still has a lot of groove, it has a lot of attitude, and everyone is really badass.
Yeah, man, you know what, you're absolutely, and the rasp is definitely something that's coming back into fashion, which I'm a big fan of always, rather than just in rock and roll, but like you said, with Anderson .Paak and The Weeknd, and a lot of people really trying to push that soulful vocal on top of it.
Yeah, exactly, and I think as well, a lot of people are influenced with something that is a bit more current and electronic, so I'm thinking of Bon Iver, who's like blending more folky stuff with modern electronica, and just going crazy in the studio and having a lot of fun with manipulating sounds and where you want to take it and how interesting that can get.
Yeah.
And so that's also a guy that I look up to, and I'm like, whoa, like this is where the bar is, so I gotta sort myself out. You know,
absolutely. Well, yeah, you've got to keep those things in sight when you're thinking about it. But I'll tell you what, I think the best way to do this, because we've been talking so much about the specifics of your sound, is for you to just play us a song to begin with. You cool with that?
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds good.
Okay, I think we should just go ahead with that. I'm going to let you get ready for a second. We have got the fake band name game coming up, guys. Don't worry. The favourite game is still here. We will get to it very soon, and we'll have a lot of fun with that. But I think the best thing to do would be to get a song from you to begin with. So could you introduce the track a little bit?
So I realised that through music I was talking a lot about a point of view on situations and things like that, and so that's a song I wrote about a friend of mine that was in a relationship where I could see it was not really healthy for either of them.
Right.
And it's about that moment when you realise that things can just go really crazy pretty quickly, and it's called Silence.
Okay, fantastic, man. Well, so this is Cotton with Silence. Take it away.
Time is flying by, seems like yesterday, yeah. A foot in the door, you stepped into my life, yeah. Memories flying by, I thought we'd carry on, yeah. My memories now painfully remind me I was wrong. Standing is the way you walk, pretending is the way you're true to me, yeah. So silent. Quiet, yeah. 'Cause I don't wanna hear a silence, keep it shut. 'Cause you are here in disguise. You see me right the way I am. 'Cause I am not pretending, no. Fell for you in seconds. My heart didn't need no helping. Deceiving artist that you are, painted the perfect picture. From head to toe, I know control on every gesture. 'Cause standing is the way you are, pretending is the way you're true to me, yeah. The silence, keep it quiet, yeah. Silence, keep it shut. 'Cause you are in disguise, yeah, yeah. I wish I'd seen, but our future was about to be. I wish I'd known, dark our future was. I wish you know now how I feel about you, feel about you, yeah. I'd rather burn in seven hells and drown before I come back to you. A silence, keep it quiet, yeah. 'Cause I don't wanna hear your lies, no, 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 no. A silence, keep it shut.
That's what I'm talking about.
Nice.
What a way to get it kicked off. I knew that we had to go straight in with the song. Yeah. So people knew what we were talking about in terms
it just
of that.
Gets kind
of,
you in the vibe, always.
Yeah, man. In terms of that raw vocal, we said that rasp is the bomb.
Cheers, man. That. Thank you so much.
It sounds so bluesy with that. I mean, I don't know if I was going to ask you with the guitar. Yeah. Are you somebody a bit like myself who needs to have the guitar with them all the time? You sound quite wedded to your guitar.
I have been.
Yeah.
I have been to a certain extent, but more recently, because of like production and stuff like that, I've been trying to ground myself more on the piano or on beat production, which gets me in an atmosphere straight away. So I'm like, okay, cool, this is the sound I want, this is the kick I want, that's the vibe. What is it giving me?
Yeah.
And I realized that actually with sometimes putting the guitar down, I can get so much out of it, because I'm like, cool, I put myself in the headspace, the track makes sense before I even realize what it's going
to
be about.
Yeah, sorry, I completely get that. And then you can just like isolate what the guitar was adding to it and then bring it in.
Yeah, exactly. And then I treat it separately and I'm like, cool, I'm going to use my skills on the guitar and then take it as far as I can.
Okay, well, mate, without further ado, I think what we need to do is we've got a feature here on the show that we try to do with each artist.
Go on.
I don't know if we prepared this for you before you came on.
Yeah, yeah.
Called the fake band
all
name
good,
game.
All good.
Right? It's the. Oh, so is that not how you make that work? It's the fake band name game anyway.
Go on.
So basically what we do each week is we're going to read you six band names.
Yep.
Three of them are real. Three of them are not real.
Oof.
All right? Three of them are fake band names.
Oh, well.
So basically we'll go one by one and I want you to tell me if they're real or fake. And there is a sort of leaderboard, but I'm not sure where we are on that now. I'm not sure
that's
who's
fine
at the top, but we'll double check that and see where you come in at the end of the show. So first of all, Shimmy Shamba.
Shimmy Shamba. I mean, it has a ring to it.
It does have a ring to it.
I gotta be honest. I mean, I might not choose that as a band name, personally.
it's not good band name game. I mean, some of them are dreadful, but
I mean,
they're
it's
real.
It's great. I think Shimmy Shamba, right?
Real or fake?
I think it's fake.
You're absolutely right, that one is fake. Okay, all right. So, let's go straight into the next one.
Yep.
Archers of Loaf.
Archers of Loaf. I think if I was to start a metal band, I might go that way. I'm going to say it's real.
You're right again.
Strong.
That's good thinking. I didn't know where Archers of Loaf would fit in, to be honest. All right, Chumbawamba.
Say that again?
Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba. Ooh, that's bold. I think that's like a statement just in itself.
It is bold.
It's like, what is the music going
to
be like?
It's going to have to picture, back up to Chumbawamba.
Yeah, yeah. I picture like African urban crossover. I'm saying it's true.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right again.
Yeah.
Okay, what about Plonk City?
Plonk City.
Plonk City.
Plonk City.
With an L. Plonk.
plonk. It's not selling it to me as much. I'm going to say that you just made up that. That's
fake, you're saying?
I'm saying that's fake.
Okay, so as we stand, you're on four. I've just been fed information by my producer that Omyo are currently at the top of the leaderboard with four.
Oh, God, so I'm on a full, you're 100% on the top, at the moment.
100%, right? So you've got two more.
This is added pressure.
You're already leaning at the top. Okay, all right.
That's fine. Go on.
Esmeralda's band.
I think it takes a lot of central woman to put yourself on the title of the band. Then again, Cotton, you know, yeah, I did exactly. It. So what can I say? I think Esmeralda's band doesn't exist.
Oh, he's right again. That's right again. Okay, we've got one left.
Okay, so I'm the only guy that decided, oh, I'm just going to name my artist thing from my last name. This is great.
Yeah, you're totally right. And the final one, Puddle of Mud.
Puddle of Mud is does exist.
Yes, that's right. that's the perfect score. Are we never going to be able to top that?
Well, I'm sorry to have messed up with your statistics.
Right, well, for now, though, anyway, that is it from...
It's the fake band name game!
There we go, that's what I was trying to lead in at the beginning of the game. It doesn't add that much to it. Anyway, Cotton, let's get back to you and your music and what you're up to at the moment. In terms of your new musical projects, you're under the name Cotton. Yep. Does that involve collaboration with other people that you're working with at the moment, or is that kind of stuff that you're writing and you're leading?
It's a bit of a blend of the two. So there's a lot of input coming from me because I want to be the main composer inside the thing. But at the same time, I'm usually getting a lot of new things out of collaborating with other people. So there is Gabriella Eva, for instance, that I'm writing with at the moment. We had a show kind of recently, and we managed to blend the two, which was amazing because it's...
So she comes like with her sound that she's developing, and you guys realise that they're somewhere in the middle to meet. And,
exactly. Yeah. And I think that's where I'm really interested in it, is that you don't know what that middle ground is going to be.
Yeah.
Because you're like, okay, I know my influences, kind of.
Yeah.
And then you discover that you like the person's style. And then it's like, sweet, let's get in the studio, let's do something. And then 2 weeks down the line, you're like, okay, this something was that, and this is great.
We never could have predicted it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, where we are is now better than anything we could have thought of on our own. I know what you mean.
Exactly.
100%. And you've, so I mentioned it as well, because we've looked into it, and you've had a few musical projects in the past.
Yeah.
And Okapi was one of them. Is that right? Is that how to pronounce it?
Yeah, Okapi, absolutely. Okapi.
Tell me a little bit about that and what one.
That started a while back, maybe 3 years now. We were like five people just jamming away, like back in uni, actually. That's how we met.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's often the best way, isn't it? You know, when you're even really looking for it, and then you just kind of start jamming around with people around.
Exactly. And you're like, obviously it's the main time where you're really getting into it, trying to discover what you want to do. And then there's other people that we realize actually are going the same way. So that's kind of what it was with Okapi. And we did a lot of gigs, we did a little bit of touring, we went to the Netherlands, played some cool shows, played some things around. Right now, a bit more like the composition phase, taking our time, just because we had to change the setup a little bit, adjust for like more modern sounding atmosphere, I guess.
That's what you mean about coming in with all this kind of production minded.
Yeah, exactly. And I think all of us in the band have grown to a certain level where we look back at some of the material and we're like, oh, that's not really where it could be.
You know
what I mean? Like if we have a more current mindset on it, then it's just going to change the vibe, and it's going to be much more interesting for us, it's going to be much more interesting for the people listening to it. And
that's awesome though. So what you've got is you've got yourself kind of mastering the sound that you're trying to get across and what you're trying to introduce, but you know that the other guys are also doing that themselves, right?
Yeah.
So then you can come back to each other and have like a meeting of the minds kind of thing, where you guys are getting to.
Yeah, exactly. With Okapi, at least it was always very organic. So we go in the studio, we jam it out, and it's, what does it come out of it? Like, and that's where it was really interesting, because instead of just me and Gabba, for instance, it was four or five people in the room, and just like, sweet, like where can we take this?
Yeah.
And so
awesome. Now we're in the stage where the fellowship have to break off for a while and do their own little missions and then come back at the end of the movie.
Yeah, it's just that's pretty much what it is, I think, because everyone's got that thing going on, whether it's like functions and sessions or different things, or just making some money on the way and things like that.
Awesome. But, well, that's great, man. That adds so much to a kind of plethora of how you're going to have so many influences and keep it fresh when you're writing music. So on that topic, I'd love to get a second track from you, if that's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me just take the guitar.
Yeah, you go for it. And this second track, is this something new? Is this a new one?
Not completely. I've been playing it around for a bit.
Okay.
But it's got a bit more of a, I guess, a mellow vibe to it, because I do a lot of things where I'm chasing the groove, or I'm chasing like a vibe, an atmosphere. I'm chasing the vibe. Woohoo, this is the radio.
There we go, Brandy. It's doing my job for me. Well, you've chased it to raw vibes. Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
And so this one is a bit more mellow, and it's a bit more like... Yeah, again, taking a step back of a situation, kind of like looking where it's going and stuff like that.
Okay, what's it called?
It's called Be The One.
Okay, Be The One by Cotton. Take it away, man.
I know where you're going with your tears and over fighting. You know as much as I do that it's too late to do something. 'Cause for 7 days in heaven, there is 7 nights in hell awaiting. 7 days of loving, there is 7 nights of hate and anger, and I can't no more. I won't be the one, no. Get away from you. I won't be the one, no. I never see it through. 'Cause I can't keep on going when I know that it's over. And I won't start to lie. No, I won't be one of those. 'Cause for 7 days in heaven, there is 7 nights in hell awaiting. 7 days of loving, there is 7 nights of hate and anger, and I can't know. See it through. No, 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 no. Oh, oh. I won't be the one, no. And I get away from you. Oh, I would rather say that it's gonna be okay. Yeah, I would rather say that it's gonna last forever. Yeah, I would rather say that the sight of you can make my day, but the truth is hard to say, so it's now or never. Oh, I won't be the one, no, never see through, yeah, yeah. I won't be the one, no, and I get away from you. Yeah, my I won't be the one. Now I never see it through, baby. Never see it through, baby. I won't be the one. Now, get away, yeah, yeah, yeah. Get away, you'll get away. No, no. Get away, I'll get away, yeah, yeah. Get away, I'll get away from you.
Cotton, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, guys.
That was beautiful, man. I'll tell you what, we've got to wrap things up for this hour pretty quickly, and you're sticking around, right?
Absolutely, I'll
excellent. He's going to be with me for the second hour. I just wanted to see if you can indulge me one thing very quickly.
Go
Do you
ahead.
Know the song Gold Digger by Kanye West?
I do, but just, more I've like heard it.
Yeah, no, just to jog your memory, yeah. Right? Just to see it. I mean, my voice probably can't march out, and I'll just be really quick about this.
But go on.
If you can, I'll do a line, and you do a line. I just feel like your voice is like perfect for it.
I can try, but the lyrics are never going to happen.
So if I do it, just copy me because I can't sing as well. But
that's fine.
She take my money.
She take my money
when I'm in need.
When I'm in need.
Yeah, she's a drama.
Yeah, she's a drama.
Friend indeed.
Friend indeed.
Oh, she's a gold digger.
Oh, she's a gold digger.
Way over time.
Way over time.
Who dig on me?
Who dig on me? Yeah.
Thank you for that. Right, we'll be back with Cotton very soon.
Showcasing Watford's talent. Raw Vibes. Radio made in Watford.
I'm back here with Cotton, everybody. I'm going to give you another round of applause.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm still, really good.
Still strong.
Still strong. Still strong. So glad to have you back with me here in the
studio. Pleasure, man.
There's a couple of things I wanted to touch on that I didn't get a chance to last hour. I wanted to talk to you about Brixton.
Yeah.
And the Hootenanny.
Yeah, absolutely. I gigged there just last week, which was really good. I've been to the venue before. I performed with actually Okapi that we discussed before.
Right, yeah.
So I knew a bit like the place and stuff, and it's a really good venue. I like that.
It's a great venue. I've been there a few times myself, but you headlined, right?
Yeah, I did a headliner, so it was solo project. It's like a trio setup. I cool. play with a live drummer and Triggers and a bass player, and is just kind of getting raw. That, yeah, pretty yeah. raw, getting that really good atmosphere and energy out. And so that's what we're trying to do, at least on Wednesday. It was really amazing. We're working on a little edited video to share around and people to have a bit of an idea of what happened and stuff.
To kind of sell the experience of seeing you live rather than just, you know, just the recorded tracks themselves. Obviously, they're different things. Which is another thing I wanted to touch on you with, because obviously you've got these different musical projects that you work in, which is so interesting. But with this setup, is that how you're wanting to put your stuff out now? Is it in that three? How do you see yourself kind of setting up your live show?
Yeah, at the moment, three is definitely what I'm going for.
Yeah.
Because I think that a lot of why I compose and why I produce is drum-based. It's got a lot of more... Yeah, produce sounding, neat rhythmical elements and stuff, mm-hmm. and then driving bass and stuff like that. And so for now, that's what I really am focusing on.
Yeah.
And we recorded recently some material, and that was just perfect. That we had some little guest coming in, so we had like a piano player and things like that.
Uh-huh.
But
you have that bass of the three of you.
Exactly, because I want that to be like the really strong core that I can really like. Sweet, I know how this is, I know how it's going to sound, I know it's going to be epic, and
totally. In a way, it's kind of like knowing you've got a metronome behind you, right? In a way, it's like knowing that you don't have to worry that the bass or the drum isn't going to throw you off everything that you're trying to put forward with the song.
Exactly, because I've been working with the guys, I can trust them, even like they could play something random, and I know it would be amazing because they're amazing musicians.
Yeah.
But it's really getting that, and then everything I put on top is just like... freebies isn't more fun and it's just
well that's it though. I mean that's part of the beauty of the genre always. If you've got the bass line and the drum kit kind of playing, then you can just add and add and add and add. Is that something that you do, you guys incorporate kind of like pedals and loop pedals into the show? Is it kind of analog?
It's a bit of a mix. I come from really like guitar playing and more recently singing and stuff like that in the production. So we've on the live side I'm playing guitar and I'm playing piano at the same time as I'm singing most of the songs. And then the bass player has got bass effects and stuff like that, and then Moog, so sub bass.
Right,
even the
drummer's
got like little triggers and stuff.
Oh, cool, man, that's wicked. I can imagine how electric that was feeling live in the live venue.
Yeah, it was good, man. It was really good. I was well pleased with that.
Yeah, awesome. So you said you're working on a live video for it.
Yeah.
Is that something that you want to carry on doing more and more? Do you think kind of bringing video into it as well? Is that something you've thought about?
Yeah, I've just realised that most of the time I would want to get something video out of it, like a visual.
Just
when you're interested in something, as much as I love the music and I will get drawn towards that, there is a visual element that you want to see with the performance.
I completely agree, man. There's an artistic level of simulacrum that I think when we moved to CDs from vinyl in mm-hmm. the kind of 90s, etc. Some of that visual artistry was lost a little bit. We moved into them including sometimes video on the CD.
Yeah.
And then everything now, we've moved forward so much that I think people have lost of where does the art side of it come in, right? Where does the yeah. visual element and the video element of it come in?
Yeah.
So that's really interesting. You're thinking in your mind that if the, what you're trying to get across with the music, there's a visual side to it as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And just... in order for an audience to realise what the performance is like and to get them a bit more interested in like, yeah, cool, so this is what it's going to be like if I come to a show, that's how, I don't know, electric it can be. Great. No, like, let me just buy the tickets for when they're playing the O2 or whatever or something like that.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, man. I think if you were to try to, yeah, getting that across about how electric the performance is, you can't really do it. You can get a certain amount of how good your songs are across mm-hmm. on the audio, but you can't necessarily get that vibe at the live event that you're able to get across.
Yeah,
in the
exactly,
format.
Absolutely.
So you just what we're going to have another song from you in a moment, but I just wanted to I've been wanting to talk to you about this because I feel like this is information the listeners want, and one I'm excited to talk to you about in general. Yeah. You've been working on this new EP, right?
Yes,
that's coming out in 2018.
Absolutely,
which is beautiful. So that means you really are kind of perusing over it, taking your time, making sure that it is perfect.
Yeah,
yeah. So what kind of stage are you at? Tell me a bit about kind of how that's been going.
So really good. We've been going with, the same trio, getting in the studio. That was more like August time, just getting the whole tracking, the core ideas in and recording everything and then letting it sit for a little bit just to have a view and like create the vision on top of what the music is going to be.
Yeah.
And so right now I've been focusing on the production of it. So like some pre-mixing, more software-based production, how to treat the sounds afterwards, really what I want to say with the songs and how can I translate that into music. Is it going to be this like weird synth that's going to make you feel real funny, but that's exactly what it's meant to be because the song has that kind of vibe.
So
just like something grounding or whatever, you know.
You have the ability, I guess, then with the retrospect and the reflection to think about, like we were talking earlier about how your guitar, you can then think about it when you come away from it as adding it into the mix.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's the same thing with the production. And do you think when you come in to record a song, how sometimes do you end up so far away from the song you came into the studio with? Or do you think it's something that actually you kind of keep on form and you did have an idea to begin with and you just add in different elements? Because I can totally imagine if you've got a structured song and you're concentrating so much on getting that perfect production sound, do you ever feel like you end up walking away with a totally different song?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's one of the dangers of like studio recording is that it's a I guess maybe dry environment. So
yeah.
So it's like you can go anywhere, but you have to have an idea of where you're headed in order for you to make the right decisions. Because it's maybe not like a matter of, oh, which reverb is it I'm going to use, but just like those tiny decisions, they pile up.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah, totally. So you could end up, so you say that, at that time when the chorus kicks in, I want to make sure that the drums hit harder than they were hitting before.
Yeah.
And then you end up with a song which has mainly a drum track because you focused on that, etc. I was more kind of the idea in terms of you being an authorship of your writing.
Yeah.
Do you think you always manage to keep hold of what the song originally was, or do you lose track of it sometimes? Not in a negative way, because
yeah, yeah.
I mean, obviously, like we were saying with collaboration as well, you always add in everyone's bits.
Yeah, yeah. I think you are really right about the perspective. So that's why I'm kind of trying to keep in mind. That's how I check. That's how I make sure that what I intended, or what I'm trying to go, or what I'm trying to go for, is still being, like, it's happening. Because otherwise, maybe you were chasing this synth sound, and it just sounds a bit bad.
Well, exactly. Yeah, you can get too, it's almost a perfectionist element, I guess. You can probably get too lost in that one thing, and then the rest of it couches up. But I suppose what we were talking about earlier, about having that bass of the drums and the bassist with you, you can keep that on focus on the point of what you know you want the songs to sound like, right?
Yeah, exactly, because I have reference tracks, and I'm like, sweet, so I want that kind of atmosphere here. This is my influences. The guy have similar influences, sometimes bringing new to the table, and it's there that I can get feedback from them, from the sound engineer, from the guy recording, the producer that I work with, and then even like mixing down the line, listening back to a mix, and I'm like, actually, this isn't creating what it's meant to be. This is what it's meant to be doing. Let's chase that.
Yeah.
And maybe that makes that, that's huge changes in like on the late.
Well, mate, I mean, to be honest with you, it sounds so incredibly exciting that I'm almost barely jealous when I come with you and get down in the studio and see what we can evolve. But what I should do...
Anytime.
Well, I'll take you up on that. But we should hear another song from you. I think that's what everyone really would like to hear.
All right, let's get that.
So we were talking just before we came into the second hour that this is one that people can find online, right? If people love the jam of it, they can find it. and they can listen to it. But it's a little bit old in terms of that you're moving kind of forward with your sound since then. But this is a big bit of you, right?
I think I was really influenced by a lot of funky stuff, some John Mayer guitar stuff, and I think it comes across, and I'm really happy about that. It's just that. It's true. I've been heading towards a little bit of a different direction, but it's fine. I'll just play that, and I'm sure you'll get what I mean.
Mate, just take it away. Go for it.
Let's go.
We need more vocal line. Look, quickly, mate, just so we can make sure that people know where to find your stuff. That song, where can people find that online? And then, in general, where can people keep up to date with what Cotton is up to and what's coming out in the near future?
Brilliant. So, for that song, we have YouTube. So if you go, Who is Cotton on YouTube, you're going to find it's called Who You Want to Be.
Cool.
And there is another one also a bit more mellow called Roma. That's the stuff that I've been releasing, kind of the latest, but it's still a bit older. But otherwise Instagram and I guess social media is most of the time going to be Who is Cotton.
That's Who is Cotton.
Who is Cotton.
The question, but without the question mark, right?
Because who is it? No, well, who is the question.
Well, that's the journey that you want people to join you on, isn't it?
Exactly. I'm like, well, come and find out.
I like that a lot. Well, mate, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on.
Pleasure, man.
I'll tell you what,
definitely.
One thing I want to ask you, just while I've still got you here, and I've got you on the microphone live. I gave you one of my Nan's homemade mince pies before we came back in for the second hour.
Yeah.
Out of 10, give me a score.
I think it was a solid 8.5.
Solid, but that is some.
I have to kiss. This is beautiful. We're at like sharing minced pie
hey,
level.
Look. It's guys. Christmas. This is what we're going to do.
This is the love of Christmas.
So anyway, thank you, man. Shout out to my man.
An absolute pleasure, man.
Shout out to Mince Pies. Cotton, thank you so much for coming in. We'll make sure that we get you back as soon as that EP is kind of further
anytime.
Along.
Showcasing Watford's talent. Raw Vibes. Radio made in Watford. 507.6.